A good news reflection for Friday of the 28th week of Ordinary Time and the memorial of Saints John de Brébeuf and Isaac Jogues, priests and companions, martyrs. Today's theme, a prayer that reveals what is hidden. In today's gospel reading from Luke chapter 12, verses 1 through 7, Jesus says, "There is nothing concealed that will not be revealed." We can make a prayer out of this scripture for the people we know who are caught up in deceptions and other hidden dangers. Here's an example of how this works. When Terry's daughter was a college student, she planned to move into an apartment with an emotionally troubled girl who'd been her best friend in high school. Knowing that there's a huge difference between occasional sleepovers and living together, Terry and her husband were concerned about what would happen if she became exposed to this friend on a daily basis. Their daughter didn't think that her friend's problems were all that bad. So Terry and her husband prayed that Jesus would reveal whatever was concealed. They asked him to shed the light of truth on the situation so that their daughter could see the warning signs before it was too late. Soon the truth came out. Their daughter discovered that her friend had been lying to her for a long time. Then other disturbing facts began to surface that made her dislike the idea of living with this friend. Sometimes this prayer reveals the truth almost immediately, or it can take many months or even years if the person who needs to see the truth prefers to stay in the illusion of falsehood. But always what is hidden in darkness does become visible. Jesus also says in this scripture, "Don't be afraid of anything except that which can send you to Gehenna," which is hell. Jesus adds that we have nothing to fear because God cares about us. He cares much more about you and me than he cares for the sparrows that he feeds. He cares so much that he knows how many hairs we have, and he cares about each strand, even the gray ones and the ones that are falling out. In caring so much about us, God wants us to know the truth. If we don't understand a church law or teaching, we can ask the Holy Spirit to explain it to us, and of course he will. Watch for it to gradually unfold. If we can't understand why something painful is happening to us, we can ask the Holy Spirit about it, and we'll gain new wisdom when we quiet ourselves. If we're uncertain about the value of a particular relationship, or if we're wondering if there are any hidden dangers, we can ask Christ to shed his light on it, and he will do it. Even so, if we don't really want to know the truth, we won't see it. Jesus told us to be on guard against such hypocrisy. Trust God. He will never neglect you or your need for the truth. This reflection was published by Good News Ministries of GNM.org, made possible by donors who support our mission of changing hearts for Christ. This and many other Catholic faith-building resources are available on our websites and can be delivered to you on your digital devices. Visit us on GNM.org today. God bless you with His abundant love.